you gotta let that one go. And I'm not so much worried about it being national televised. I'm worried about losing a game. Whether it was just if we were the only ones there, you let down your guys. But you gotta move on. We gotta obviously this is another big game. We've lost two in a row, and obviously the defending champs coming in here, and a team that hadn't lost since all the way back to December, I guess. So it's gonna be a huge challenge, and obviously we need to get back and win a football game. I hadn't won one in a while.
You know, they're coming off the bye, and you're coming on a short week after playing on the road on a Monday. But in any way, is that a good thing for you to kind of get right back into it and get to work?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, last 2 weeks ago, we were coming off the bye, and the Jets were coming off a short week. I don't know. Once you get out there and the ball's kicked off, I don't know that it's advantage or disadvantage either way. We'll be ready. I mean, by the end of this week, we'll be as prepared as if we had played on a Sunday. And obviously, they had a week extra really to rest up and get ready. But I don't think that really will have an impact either way on the outcome.
Philip, from a preparation standpoint, you know, you guys employ a similar defense in terms of being a 3-4. Does that help you, even though you've got, limited preparation this week?
I don't know, because we don't go against. I mean, we don't practice against our guys. So, but obviously played. We had to have familiarity going against the 3-4. Obviously, Kansas City's 3-4. The Jet. I mean, there's a lot of teams we play now that play a 3-4. Obviously, this team mixes it up quite a bit. They're nickel. Obviously, it's a even front. It's just going to be a challenge. I mean, it's a super impressive group. There's obviously the film clearly shows why they hadn't lost a game, and it's going to be a heck of a challenge.
Have you ever seen a better cat and mouse corner than Charles Woodson?
He's awesome. He's a great player. It's one thing. Obviously, he's super talented. He's been playing at a high level in this league for many years. But I think, obviously, his football knowledge and understanding of their defense and how he fits in on plays, route recognition, it seems like obviously the other guys, other corners they have, Williams and Shields and Bush, those guys are already talented players, and it seems like he's even rubbed off on them from the. Football standpoint. Obviously, I don't know those guys as far. I'm not saying they don't have the same football knowledge, but obviously they all seem to play a lot alike. And anytime you got a guy that caliber there in the group, he makes them all better.
You guys have Gates, and the Packers have Finley. I guess can you just talk about what an asset it is to have a playmaking tight end like you guys have?
Yeah, it's obviously he's a big part of what we do and has been for many years. And obviously studying the Packers offense, obviously Finley I know is a big part, and all those guys, 81 as well, and it's huge to have a tight end that can run and play like a wide receiver, and certainly can you see teams play you differently, a lot of teams don't play base, don't play that 3-4 defense when we're in two tight ends and two wide receiver personnel, and obviously the Packers have showed that on tape. And you got to treat those guys almost like a wide receiver.
Do you expect to see Woodson on Gates frequently, a lot?
It wouldn't surprise me. This defensive group is so diverse in what they do, and you look all the way back to Carolina, and they Woodson follows Steve Smith around. Didn't really spend too much time playing in the slot, but obviously other teams he has, and in the past, even all the way back to his Oakland days, he followed Gates around some, and obviously I know it's a different defense, different team, but certainly there's some familiarity there, so we'll be prepared for either way. I think that whole secondary is talented, and Pepper at safety comes down and covers and does a great job as well, so it's a super good group back there.
Have you ever tried to figure out why consistency just comes for you guys late November, December every year, and why it can't happen early in seasons?
No, I don't think it's just by luck or by chance. I mean, we've been able to make that happen in late in the year just by keep plugging along. And For whatever reason, we haven't been as consistent early in the year. It's not by lack of effort, that's for sure. And, you know, obviously we know that doesn't guarantee that we're going to get going again this year. We have a lot of challenges ahead of us. It's going to start this week, obviously, with the team that's, you know, obviously was the Super Bowl chance last year and arguably the best team in football right now. So we got our work cut out for us.
How were you guys able to kind of turn it around in years past?
Well, you know, we just played better. I mean, I think ultimately the number one stat that stands out is we took care of the football. In all of those years when we've gone on a run, we've protected the ball. And obviously through the first, you know, seven this year, we have done so. Obviously, I have a big part in that, a huge part in that. So, you know, we got to keep playing and can't be careful necessarily, but certainly being smart and take care of the football is obviously one of the biggest reasons it always has been for any team in how they win and lose. And you look at the Packers, and they're, what, second in the league, I guess, in fewest turnovers, or third in the league. And obviously, Aaron's playing outstanding, and they had turned the ball over. They're winning football games.
I guess, what do you count for your red zone troubles last week, which is an area you guys have been historically pretty good at?
I know, and I that's the thing. Obviously, regardless of what happened, we had a chance to end the game with a field goal. But you look at throughout that whole game, and we had plenty of chances down in there to get touchdowns instead of field goals. And you know, you got to give credit to the Chiefs. They obviously did a nice job. But it's just continue to work down there. I don't know that it's any one thing. Obviously, turnovers don't help. We had one interception there on third down. We're at about the 30-yard line, and then we had a fumble there. Those are two instances where you at least have a chance to get points. So. Other than that, it's just continue to work to find more and more ways to get in there.
Philip, after a couple narrow defeats on the road, how eager were you guys to not only get back home, but just to turn around and play again?
Yeah, I think the sooner the better, really. And obviously then we turn right around, not looking ahead, but turn right around and have Oakland on Thursday. So this three-game stretch, Kansas City, Green Bay, and Oakland, obviously three games and, you know, whatever that is. 12 days or so, less than that. It's certainly a challenge, but the way that one ended last week, the sooner the better. To get back out there and to get home, we hadn't been home in a month. You know, we played home last, I think it was in September, and now we're in November, so it's been a while to be at home. We played on the road in Denver, then we had the bye, then these last 2 weeks have been on the road, so it'll be nice to get back home, and obviously. It's exciting anytime you're playing an undefeated team at home that won the whole thing last year.
Philip, I'm not around you all the time. All I know is what I see on TV. Are you 100% healthy?
I am. I wish I had something to blame some of it on, but I don't. Some throws have gotten away from me, and then made some poor decisions, but. I'm healthy.
When you're an elite quarterback and you play at a high level, which you've obviously done in the past, what's the challenge in sustaining that? I mean, Rodgers is playing lights out right now. He's been playing well for the last 13 games. What's the challenge to sustaining it?
Well, again, I think it's just being consistent and getting in that routine and getting in the flow and then just going and. There's no doubt Aaron's playing probably the best football of anybody in this league, hands down. And he's just being consistent week in and week out. We've had stretches around here like that. Maybe not as good as he's going right now, but we've had stretches around here like that. And these last six, seven haven't been one of those stretches. But I'm going to fight through it. We're going to fight through it. It can make us all better in the end. But certainly, it's going to be key that we get going pretty soon.
Anything else, guys?
What the heck happened to the weather for us coming out there? It's supposed to be like 60 degrees this week.
Oh, that'd be great. It'll be perfect. It'll be perfect. It's a little warm today. Actually, we got a little warm winds coming in from the desert. But yeah, I saw that. We're supposed to be in the 60s, but still hard to beat.
We have that similar desert wind going through Green Bay right now.
So yeah, I bet. I bet.